From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama says leaders of the world's biggest industrial democracies are united in their determination to keep the heat on Russia for its actions in Crimea and eastern Ukraine. This after G7 leaders concluded their summit today in Germany. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
This was the second year in a row that G7 leaders met without Vladimir Putin. The Russian leader was excluded last summer in protest of his decision to annex Crimea and his backing of pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. G7 leaders agreed at this week's meeting that economic sanctions against Russia should be extended. President Obama says those sanctions are exacting a price on Russia, helping to push its economy into recession.
Russia's actions in Ukraine are hurting Russia and hurting the Russian people.
Thus far, Putin has shrugged off the sanctions as well as Russia's diplomatic isolation. Obama says G7 leaders discussed the possibility of imposing additional sanctions if Russian aggression in Ukraine gets worse. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
A grand jury in South Carolina has indicted a former North Charleston police officer for murder. Prosecutor Scarlett Wilson says Michael Slager, who is white, is charged in the deadly shooting of Walter Scott, an unarmed black man.
You'll hear other states talking about murder one, murder two, that sort of thing. In South Carolina, what we have is straight murder. And in this case, and in cases involving murder, what we're talking about is an unlawful killing with malice aforethought.
Slager shot at Walter Scott 8 times as Scott was running away after a traffic stop. A Scott family attorney says he plans to file a wrongful death lawsuit against the city of North Charleston in the coming months. Federal safety officials are calling for car makers to add collision avoidance systems that automatically brake or issue warnings as standard equipment on all new vehicles. As NPR's David Shaper reports, the National Transportation Safety Board says the technology could save more than 1,000 lives each year.
An NTSB report indicates rear-end crashes kill about 1,700 people each year and injure another 500,000 more. But collision avoidance technology could prevent more than 80% of those deaths and injuries. Forward collision avoidance systems will warn a driver when a crash is imminent, and some will even help brake the vehicle to prevent a rear-end collision. But most automakers only offer the systems as part of optional packages for additional fees. Only 4 vehicle models came with the system standard last year. NTSB Chairman Christopher Hart says you don't pay extra for your seatbelt, and you shouldn't have to pay extra for technology that can help prevent a collision altogether. David Shaper, NPR News.
On Wall Street today, the Dow closed down 82 points. The Nasdaq was off 46. The S&P fell 13. This is NPR. The business of streaming music is getting a powerful new player that could take the industry to a whole new level. NPR's Ardy Shahani reports Apple announced today it's offering a streaming service.
Apple is pivoting away from the world of download, where you buy an iTunes song for 99 cents, and diving into the brave new world of music streaming. Only it isn't new. The Cupertino-based company is arguably late to the game. Apple Music starts at $10 a month, same as a leading competitor, Spotify. The new service will be integrated with Siri, so you can voice command, "Play me the top song from 2010. A social media platform will let artists connect with fans, and computer algorithms won't make all the decisions. Human DJs in New York, Los Angeles, and London are curating a 24/7 global radio station called Beats One. Apple Music launches June 30th for iOS and in the fall for Android. Arthi Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.
The Justice Department says a Kansas aviation technician has pleaded guilty to attempting a suicide car bomb attack at a Wichita airport. Terry Lowen was arrested in December of 2013 when he was accused of using his special access to enter the grounds of the airport and allegedly planning to detonate his car. A group calling itself the Syrian Electronic Army is claiming responsibility for a hack attack on the U.S. Army's public website. The Army says it temporarily shut down army.mil today after it was hacked and there was no breach of information. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for